So the night of the Seder is called the night of Emunah. The night of Emunah. It also has other names. It's called Leil Shimurim, and also called Halayla Hazeh. The pasuk says, like we say in the Haggadah, Manashtana Halayla Hazeh. Let's try to understand why it's called the Leil Shimurim, and also called Halayla Hazeh. That's Aleph. There are many fours in the night of the Seder, the Arba Banim, the Arba Kushiyos, the Arba Kaisos. Let's try to understand that sugya. And this brings us to the shayrish of the entire sugya of Emunah, which is the Seir HaTzimtzum. Let's begin with what Tzimtzum is. And he explains, and this can't be taken literally, everything is a mashal ba'alma. When Hashem came to create all of existence, He found that there was endless light of His. So in order to make a space for His creations to exist, He made a circle, removed His light, everything exists in that circle, and that's called the Chalal HaPanei. Another name is called Adam Kadmain. Not just where humans exist, but all of existence can only exist in that space. The detraction, the extraction of Hashem's light. That's the secret of Tzimtzum. And this secret of Tzimtzum comes along with tremendous machlekes amongst the Mefarshim, exactly how to understand this Tzimtzum. Baba Shevi has a letter where he breaks it down into four shittas, based on two sugyas. Aleph, is this Tzimtzum, this constriction of Hashem's light, taking place on the level of Or only, Hashem's light, or the Ma'or, which means to be the source of the light, as if like in Himself, Kivyachal? And Beis, or maybe the whole thing is just Lav Kipshutai. It doesn't mean to mean a Tzimtzum at all. Maybe it's a concealment, but it's not a removal of self. And so the question is, if we say that the Tzimtzum is Lav Kipshutai, is that in the Or Afilu B'Ma'or? So really, two becomes four when it comes to the secret of Tzimtzum. Again, is it in the Ma'or or in the Or? Versus, also, is it Kipshutai or Lav Kipshutai? Going back to the early generations, many, like the Mishnah Chassidim, held that it was Kipshutai. The earlier generations were of the opinion that it could be understood by Pashtus, and also, maybe even in the Ma'or. Some say no, it's bepashtus, but only in the R. While later generations are lean more towards the fact that the Tzimtzum is lav kipshutai, like the Bashem Tov of the Baal HaTanya, who speak out very clearly that the Tzimtzum is not kipshutai at all, not in the Ma'or, not in the R. And that's how we paskin. But lamaisa, there are four shitas, and we find that it's nogeya to the parsha, to parshas Vayikra, and also to the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Zohar learns that the small aleph of Vayikra is the secret of the Tzimtzum. Aleph, that's Hashem, Aleph of Anaychi, Aleph of Shaloylam, that Aleph is diminished, it shrinks. That's called the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when speaking to Maisha, to make a space to be able to interact and to communicate with the Tzaddik and Bereshis B'Shul Maisha. Maisha by the Sneh, the Medrash learns, is relating to the Tzimtzum. Medrash says that a guy once asked one of the Tanoim, why did Hashem appear to Moshe in the Sneh? So he says, what type of a question is that? Had he appeared in a different bush, he would have asked me that question too. But I'll tell you anyways why. To teach you that there's not a single place in all of existence that Hashem doesn't exist. The less aser panamine. Hashem is brachas everywhere. That's the secret of the Sneh, as communicated by the Tana to the guy. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating to Moshe. And there's a whole discussion in the Torah, which looks like it's just about names of Hashem, but it's a username Havaya, Elokim, Ekya, Ekya, Asher, Ekya, different Giluy and manifestations. The whole secret of Tzimtzum is that Hashem Yisbach should reveal Himself. Begin the Ishtamaydin, like the Zohar says, to reveal Himself to His creations. Who can behold the endless great light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There needs to be a Tzimtzum for us to exist. There needs to be a Tzimtzum. Even the spheres are a Tzimtzum for Hashem to reveal His light through those spheres to us. So the parsh of Gilui Hashem is associated with Tzimtzum. And we have four different shittas. Lenias Daiti, Kulam Mahubim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Kedoshim, that the earlier generations spoke their truth as the Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to them. But there's a Seder which is called Va'ad Doradur Emunasai, that Hashem Yisbarach is revealing His Emunah with each and every passing generation. Deeper levels of Emunah. Until we come to the final Mando Amar, which is the Bashem Tov Kodesh and the Baal HaTanya, who say, no, Tzimtzum, Lav Kipshuta Lagamre, which is how we paskin. But really there are four shitas, which are connected pardes hatayra, pshat, remez, drush, and soid. And again, kulam ahuvim, they're all right. And together, we understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not this, and he's not that, he's much higher than all of this. Instead of looking at them as arguing, that there's a machlokes about it, they all come together to show, and this is the great teaching of Hashem's Emunah, that Hashem is Baruch Hu, Ein Soif, Teles HaSepon HaMinei Klav, Teles Machshava Tfisa BeKlav, that he's above it all. He's higher than the whole parish, he's higher than all of existence. We have to take all of them together, and from that we have the Shleimus Emunah. Which means to say, that there's going to be, with every revelation of Hashem, following that, the need and the ability, the chayva, to say, yes, I see there's revelation here, but this is not the end. There's much more. Whatever I see here is only a hisgalus of how Hashem is revealing now. There's a moment of hisgalus, but there's going to be another hisgalus later, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, so every hisgalus has to come with also a hester. And in a certain way, every revelation is really a concealment, because there's much, much more. So a person has to catch himself in the moment of revealing, and to say, oho, don't get nimshach achar di hisgalus. There's much more from where that came from. And Kadosh Baruch Hu can reveal himself in every which way he wants. So forever hisgalus, it has to be like a disqualification. The ability to say loy. If you take a look at the Seder, going back to our questions, we see this numerous times. For example, when Hashem Yisbarach reveals himself, the Bnei Yisrael, the Nusach of the Baal Haggadah, the Maggid is, Loy al Yedei Saraf, V'loy al Yedei Malach, V'loy al Yedei Shaliach, Rak Ani Hashem V'loy Acher, four times Loy. There's an Ani Hashem there. There's a Hiskalus. But you have to say Loy, 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 four times Loy. We have it by the eating of the Korban Pesach. We say it every day in davening. We say the Korban Pesach is Eino Nachal Ela Balayla, Ve'eino Nachal Ela Chatzais, Ve'eino Nachal Ela Dimnuya, Ve'eino Nachal Ela Tzali. Those are four times Einoi by the Korban Pesach. Four waving of the fingers and saying no. How are B'nai Sol Zechet Yisrael Mitzrayim? Because they didn't change their clothes, and they didn't change their names, and they didn't change their language. And they weren't parvots by Arias. Four times Loi. And we find by the Hiskalus of Eliyahu Navi too. When Hashem revealed to Eliyahu by Har Sinai, first Hashem came in a Ruach, Loi Beruach Hashem, Loi Berash Hashem, Loi Be'esh Hashem, Ela B'kol D'mamadaka. Sometimes there are three times Loi, sometimes there are four times Loi. We're not going to get into the parsha now. But there has to be a process where whenever there's a hisgalus, you have to be able to shake your head and to say, no. There's much more than that. And this really helps us understand the secret which we had said before about what's the theme of four by the Seder. The Dalet Koises. The Dalet Koises, the Risa explains that the Kois is Gematria Elokim. And the Shem Elokim is the Shem of Tzimtzum, of constriction, of din. So the Dalet Koises corresponds to this Seder of V'adav V'dorei Munasai, the four different Dargas of Tzimtzum, which are Nizgala on the night of the Seder. This corresponds to the Arba Banim too. Because depending on which Tfisa you have in the Tzimtzum will determine whether you're a Chacham, whether you're a Rasha, whether you're a Tam, or Yishen Adi Elishol. Without getting into the specifics, what's connected what. And this is why it's Dafka Yidei She'elo Tshuva. A she'elu, when there's a question, it creates a chalo. There's an empty space, what's going to be? And then there's a tshuva, and then it fills it. But then after that's filled, there could be another shayla, and then there's another tshuva. That's exactly what Golos and Geula is. The Arba Golius, which corresponds to the Arba Koises. Every Golos is a tzimtzum. And the goal in that tzimtzum is to have emunah in order to come out. That's what Chazal say. For every Golos, emunah takes us out of that Golos and gives us Geula. So that's this theme of four. And that's why it's called Leil Shimurim and also called Halayla Hazeh. Halayla Hazeh, Zeh is always a Lashon of Hisgalus. Zeh Kelim Yamdehu. Even though Hashem appeared to them by the Yamsa, for example, and they said Zeh, there was a different Hisgalus by Har Sinai. Chazal said that by the Yamsa, Hashem appeared like a bocher b'milchama. But by Matan Torah, Hashem appeared like a zaki malir rachamim. So we see that there was a difference there. So Hashem is zeh. He comes in a form of hisgalus. But there also has to be a shmir. Whenever there's a hisgalus, you need a very big shmila not to be taya. Acharei hisgalus. It's what's called ki hu zeh. Mi hu zeh ve'ezehu. Anytime there's a zeh, there has to be a hu. Hu is the lashon of concealment. And whenever there's a hu, there has to be a zeh. Ties into moed b'miksas. And that we learn that moed b'miksas is chayah shuya from ki hu zeh. Ad elin yidavai dash v'hem. That's ki hu zeh. Who in a zeh is called a moed b'miksas. Every time you're moed to his galus, you have to be also that there's a miksas which is your moed is his galus, but there's another miksas which is not his galus. And that's really the roiv. And like we said, that's kind of a good part of the player. And this is the secret of by Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The halacha is that we have to be ma'arichin be'echad. That dalet, you have to be ma'arichin. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is emuna. That's the shleimus emuna. But the dalet corresponds to the dalet tzimtzumim. And we're ma'arichin be'echad, which means to say that the golus is a very long golus, because you have to be ma'arich until all of the dalet tzimtzumim are in his gala. And it could be a very long journey. It's taking a long time, so to speak. But that's because there's a dalet, and there's a kutza shel dalet, the koitz of that dalet, which incorporates everything. And that's what we're waiting to be discovered. But it's through this dalet of echad, of Hashem's oneness, which is ma'arichin bi'echad. But when that kutz is discovered, then that's the end goal, and that's what we're waiting for. So with this, you need to understand the dalet koitzes, why it's a laila of emunah, a little shimurim, halayla hazeh, v'yad avadu emunasai. And Mederech Remez, we could say as follows, that there are 124 psukim in Parashas Shemais, which is where the Sneh is. That's the Hiskalos of the whole city of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we said that there are four times Loi, four times Einai, because four times Loi is Gematria 124, which means that there are Dalet Tzimtzumim, Dalet Lois, and that's Kiminyan HaPsukim of Parashas Shemais. But perhaps the name which is the most niskabel, well known by Klai Yisrael of the night of the Seder, is Seder. It's called Leil HaSeder. And the Rechem is, if you take Seder b'miluai, which you spell out the Seder, it's a gematria four times Tzimtzum. Because four times Tzimtzum is a Seder. It's not just the Seder of the Laila, but especially the Dalet Koises, because each Kois is Dalet Elokim's. But that's the Seder HaGolos, that's the Seder HaOilam. The Seder HaOilam is this Indian of Dalet Tzimtzum. Dalet times Tzimtzum, Gematria, Seder B'miloy. And we hope every single Leil HaSeder, Eliyonavi comes, Eliyavi is the Shomer throughout all the Dairos. He's the Shomer on the Emunah. And he's around to make sure that the Klai Yisrael, we're not Toya Achad the Hezgala. So that we're able to find our way, to find our Emunah throughout the whole thing. Which is, by the way, why we say Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi, Me'yavu Eilin in Mashiach ben David. Because Eliyahu saw three times, right? He saw Noi Berash Hashem, Leveish Hashem, Leberuach Hashem. Oh, we called him a Madaka, right? That's the three times Eliyahu. And after you say three times Eliyahu, you say Yavu Eilin in Mashiach ben David. And that's what we're waiting for. We should be Zeicha to the Hezgalus and Shlemus Amunah with the good Hashem here of Minamim Yamin.